Then he says, verse 7, he said in a loud voice,
kisha anasema mstari wa saba akasema kwa sauti kubwa,
fear God,
mcheni Mungu,
and give him glory,
na kumpa utukufu,
because the hour of his judgment has come.
因他实行审判的时候已经到了，应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的。因此我们看得很清楚，蒙福的人们在那主非常强大的意象当中，2021年10月8号的意象，在那个意象当中，我们看得很清楚，主亚威。
The Lord Yahweh replaces the pulpit.
主亚威更替了讲台。
In that vision, I'm standing on the left-hand side of the altar.
那个意象当中，我站在祭坛的左边。
And while I'm there,
我在那里的时候，
then suddenly the Father, God the Father, lowers a wooden pulpit from heaven.
突然父神从天堂把木制作的讲台降下来了。
And when the pulpit is lowered on the left hand side where I'm sitting, right, where I'm standing right before me,
我站在的那个位置来看，就是我的右边，就是那个讲台往我的右边降下来了。然后主指示我将那讲台放在祭坛的中心位置。当我把它放在下来的时候，那曾经有过的玻璃讲台、现代化的讲台、后现代的讲台。
As I held the pulpit, I realized I was holding the hands of Yahweh himself.
当我抓住那木制讲台的时候，发现了我抓住的是父神的手。
Then as I moved the pulpit with Yahweh himself to the position of the pulpit at the altar, the other glass pulpit that was broken disappeared.
这样我抓住那个讲台的这个木制讲台，也顺便抓着一起抓着父神的手，放在那个位置的时候，曾经有过的玻璃讲台被裂开的讲台消失了。
And so then I positioned the pulpit together with Yahweh still holding his hand.
仍然抓着父神的手放在祭坛的中心位置。
And then at that time,
然后那个时刻，
He left, his hands were released from the pulpit.
他的手就放开了，然后放下来了木制讲台，然后我醒过来了。
So, been exploring the revelation, the translation of that vision.
因此我们一直探索着这个意象的意义。
We have been exploring the interpretation of that vision to you, the nations of the earth.
我们向地球的列国一起探索着这异乡的意思。
And we see very clearly that the Lord is speaking very powerfully to the present day church.
主非常强大